Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny everything Apple. I'm your host Lakshay, an Apple nerd who falls in and out of love with technology every single day. The iGeeks Blog Show is available across every streaming platform of choice. So don't forget to like, share, subscribe and download. And don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. You can find us everywhere as iGeeks Blog. And if podcasts aren't your cup of tea and you're into the written word and like to read up on everything Apple, all of what I say can also be found over on our website, which is www.igeeksblog.com. That is again www.igeeksblog.com. Oh, and also there's another great avenue for you to get your daily Apple fix. That is the iGeeks Blog app. Yes, our app is now live as well, guys. So head over to the App Store on your iPhones and download the iGeeks Blog mobile app and read what the world of Apple is buzzing about. So in today's episode, we're going to do something different. We're going to talk about when exactly in the year is the best time for you to buy an iPhone. Now, I'm going to drop some knowledge for y'all. I used this knowledge when I bought my iPhone XR a couple of years ago. So I'm going to share that knowledge with you as well so that you make the best iPhone purchase of your life and don't just go around wasting your money. Alright? Okay, so I mean, I don't really need to tell you about all these memes that we've seen whenever Apple announces their new iPhones, right? I mean, there are so many memes about selling kidneys to buy new iPhones. I'm guilty of some of them as well because I've made some and I've shared some with my friends too. So yeah, memes are just always there whenever a new iPhone launches. And not just memes about selling kidneys. There are memes about new iPhones coming, but no new features coming. So what's all that about? I mean, iPhones do have new features, right? I mean, of course, there aren't huge incremental year-on-year updates every year. But iPhones have good features every year whenever Apple launches them. Anyway, I'm going to try and not sound like an Apple fanboy too much. So here's what it is. I get that there are so many memes about iPhones every year. And I know that iPhones are expensive. You know as well that iPhones are expensive. But that doesn't mean you should pay the full price for the iPhone, right? Like I said, I used this wisdom to buy my iPhone XR a couple of years ago. And I bought it for cheap. So I'm going to tell you as well how you can get your iPhone, your new iPhone for cheap, alright? So we all deserve to experience Apple's royal feeling no matter what our budget is. If you've got a lot of money to spend, a lot of money to burn on a new iPhone, please be my guest, go ahead, get that new iPhone for 1,30,000 rupees. But if you're on a budget, if you want to spend money but not too much of your money, or if you just don't have that kind of money to spend on a brand new iPhone, then here's how it's gonna go down. Alright, I'm gonna tell you which month in the year is the best time for you to get your new iPhone. Yes, I'm gonna tell you the month. Can you imagine someone coming to you and telling you, do not buy an iPhone right now, buy an iPhone a couple of months later? Can you imagine someone doing that to you? I don't think so, right? No one did that for me when I bought my iPhone XR, but I did my research, I watched a few videos, listened to a few people, and here's what it is. If you want a new iPhone, do not buy it in September or October. I know Apple releases new iPhones every year in September, and they look really good. I cannot stress this enough. Don't buy it in September, okay? So, I mean, we all know, new iPhones release every year. Their prices range from $700 to the highest one, I believe, goes for $1,100. That's just the base variant of the 12 Pro Max right now. But why do you want to spend $1,100? Or if you convert that to INR, that goes all the way up to 1,30,000 rupees for the base variant. Why do you want to spend all that money? Don't do it. You want the new iPhone, right? Wait. Don't buy it in September. Wait for a couple of months. Let September go by. Let October go by. In the words of the famous Marques Brownlee, he called September and October as Tech-tember and Tech-tober. This is simply because there are so many smartphone launches. The technology world is on fire in September and October. There are so many new launches. Every day a new smartphone launches in these couple of months. This is the busy period for the smartphone world. And every company launches their new smartphones in this period. So if you want to spend your hard-earned cash on a new iPhone, be my guest, buy it on full price in September or October. But if you want to save money, don't buy it in September or October, guys. Wait for a couple of months. This is the time. If you're budget conscious, wait for a month or two after the launch of the new iPhone and then buy the older one. Why do you want the new iPhone? I'm going to take an example here. When I bought my iPhone XR, I believe the latest one was the iPhone 11 on the market, the iPhone 11 series, the 11, 11 Pro and the 11 Pro Max. And to be very honest with y'all, I didn't really see a much bigger upgrade that the iPhone 11 was over the iPhone XR. The screen was pretty much the same. Yeah, sure, there was an extra camera on the back of the 11, but the XR was fitting in my budget, so I went for the XR. So I went for an older iPhone, and that is something that I'm going to suggest to you as well, because buying an older iPhone means you still get all of what Apple is promising. And also, there's another great thing. When Apple announces new iPhones, you know what they also announce? Price drops for older iPhones, guys. So when the iPhone 13 is going to roll around, the Pro one is probably going to start around $1,000. And the iPhone 11 prices are going to go down. The iPhone 12 prices are going to go down. So why not wait for price drops, right? But then, price drops also take a couple of months to come into action. So just wait for those price drops to come into effect and go for the older ones. Go for the older iPhones. You're not really missing out on a lot. Like I said, you still get a fast processor. The A13 or the A14 Bionic chipset is not slow, guys. You're going to get everything. You're going to be able to play your favorite games. I play Call of Duty on my iPhone XR. It has an A12 Bionic chipset, the iPhone XR. And the Call of Duty runs just fine on it. So you don't really need to worry about it. If you play any other game on your iPhone, it's going to run fine. If you do any other task on your iPhone, it's going to be fine. My iPhone XR still has 93% battery capacity, maximum battery capacity. It runs fine. And like I said, older iPhones don't really harm you. Older iPhones have a lot going for them, and older iPhones are amazing. But hey, if you're not convinced by this entire old iPhone game that I've played with you, if you still want the brand new iPhone, first of all, why do you want the brand new iPhone? Do you want that amazing new hardware that Apple has announced? You're getting all of that in the older iPhone. But again, okay, I'm going to stop with the old iPhone rant now, and I'm going to talk about when you can buy the brand new iPhone. Okay, so here's how it's going to go down. Let's see. It's September. Apple has announced the new iPhone. You really, 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 really want the new iPhone. Trust me, I also want the new iPhone whenever it comes around, even though I can't afford it, but I really want the new iPhone whenever it comes around. Anyway, you really want the new iPhone. What do you do? Like I said, do not get it in September. Do not get it in October. The best time to buy the iPhone is a time when sales come, guys. Sales! Exactly! Just wait for an amazing sale. Wait for the sale to come around. Wait for some great deals on iPhones. Apple likely will not officially announce price drops during sales, but third-party retailers, e-commerce retailers, offline stores, they all have something or the other going for them during these sales times. And when do sales come around? Okay, again, wisdom dropping time. Sales come around at the end of October and all through the winter. At the end of October, we usually see Black Friday sales coming around. And Black Fridays typically aren't the best time. They're not the best time if you want to get your hands on the brand new iPhone, because Black Friday sales, there aren't really huge price drops or discounts on iPhones. So just kind of, if you're getting a good deal, it's fine, but it's not the best time. But there are great sales towards the end of the winter, and that's when the holiday season in the US comes around, and you get amazing discounts, you get amazing deals on third-party stores, your Walmarts and your Best Buys. So look out for those. And if you're in India, there are huge sales in January on Republic Day. Republic Day and Independence Day in August. So the patriotic fervor comes around and everyone's in that patriotic emotion. You know, India is the best. And brands love to capitalize on that, especially these e-commerce platforms like Amazon and Flipkart. They all have their dedicated freedom sales, independent sales around January 26th, that is the Republic Day, and the August 15th. And you can get some great products in those sales because almost all the products are on discount. And there's another amazing Amazon sale, and that is the Amazon Apple Days sale. What more do I really need to say about this? It's an Apple Days sale. It happens every year. And Apple products are on sale. Apple products get amazing price discounts. I'm going very slowly here, guys. Amazon Apple Days sale. All Apple products get discounts. All Apple products include iPhones. iPhones get discounts. What do you want? A new iPhone. When do you get it? During the Amazon Apple Day sale. I promise, I am not promoting Amazon here, but the Amazon Apple Day sale is just too difficult, too hard for me to ignore, because the Amazon Apple Day sale is an amazing time if you want to get your hands on a new iPhone. A new iPhone, when I say a new iPhone, I mean a brand new iPhone, and that can be the latest one that launched or an older one. You can get any iPhone during the Amazon Apple Day sale, and it's amazing. And then there's the October to November period when we get Diwali and Dashera rolling around in India. And that is a time when we get to see Flipkart's Big Billion Day sale and Amazon's Great Indian Festival sale. These two sales, they likely coincide with each other. They fall on the same days, the same 4, 5, 6 days. Because obviously, why would you lose out on people spending money during the festival season? Everyone in India loves to spend money during Diwali. Everyone goes out to buy new gadgets, new cars, everything. So the Diwali and the Dashera season is a great time to capitalize on this increased demand. And the Big Billion Day sale and the Amazon Great Indian Festival sale have incredible and amazing deals on smartphones, and iPhones get huge price drops, huge discounts. Also, October to November is a time when a new iPhone has already launched. So the price drops that Apple has announced, this is the time when those price drops start coming into effect. So older iPhones start getting cheaper. Newer iPhones, you may get to see some cashback deals or, you know, no-cost EMIs and that kind of stuff. So this is a great time for you to buy a new iPhone. And if you don't believe me, if you think Apple doesn't do these things, if you think Apple believes in selling their iPhones on full price and they want to make as much money as possible, then hear this. Even Apple themselves, they were offering free AirPods with the purchase of an iPhone 11 from their website during October 2020. Can you imagine? You're going out to buy a new iPhone, you spend some 55 grand on an iPhone 11, and you get a brand new set of AirPods worth 15-20 grand with that for free. For free! AirPods for free! Do you need any other excuse to wait for a couple of months and then buy a new iPhone when the sales come around? No, right? I mean, if you still do, then do you want me to go through all of this again? Just rewind and hear me do my entire rant about getting new iPhones on a cheaper price, getting older iPhones on a cheaper price. Anyway, I'm gonna move on. Now, if you're on a super, super, super tight budget, but you really want a new iPhone, go for an older iPhone. I've done this. Go for an older iPhone. It really makes sense. I've told you about my iPhone XR. I bought it when the iPhone 11 was out. And if you ask me, you know those people who say, do you have any regrets in life? And some people say, yeah, I have this regret, I have that. I don't really have any regrets. I like the fact that I saved some money and bought my iPhone XR on the cheap. So, flashback time. The iPhone XR, when Apple released it in India, it started at a price of ₹76,900. Do you want to know at what price I bought mine for? ₹50,000. 76.9 was the launch price. I got mine for ₹50,000. That's a huge gap. I saved ₹27,000, guys. It's not a small amount. You can get a lot of things for ₹27,000, and it's just incredible. So again, another lesson. Wait for some time. get an older iPhone. Or if you want a new iPhone, wait for a couple of months. Wait for the sales to come around. Then get a new iPhone. See, there's another thing then. There's this thing called refurbished iPhones. I don't know if you've heard of them. I hope you have. Because if you haven't, then you, my friend, are missing out on a lot. Refurbished iPhones are... They're not... Okay, so they're pre-owned iPhones. They're not your usual hand-me-downs that you get. So if your father's used an iPhone and then they're getting a new one, but then you also want a new phone, so they're giving you their old phone. It's not like that. A refurbished iPhone, a certified refurbished iPhone from Apple themselves, is basically Apple taking an old iPhone from somebody like your father, for example, who's used their iPhone and they're moving to a new one. They take it, they make changes to it. If there are any issues with the old iPhone, say the battery's gone or the camera has some issues or the screen has a couple of cracks or anything, they take it apart, they fix it, they make it almost a brand new iPhone. And you know what? You get these refurbished iPhones for so much cheaper. So you can probably save about $100 or more if you're going for a certified refurbished iPhone. And they're getting so good. You're getting a brand new iPhone, you're getting everything you're paying for, but you're not paying that much. And also, you know one of the best things about getting a refurbished iPhones, the push for the environment. We all know, we've seen Apple do their dance about how much they care for the environment, the recycled aluminium packaging, the removing the charger, the power adapter from the boxes because they're so careful about the environment. Well, yeah, we get that. But then we as consumers, we as buyers, are we too careful about the environment? If you are, then just go for a refurbished iPhone. I mean, if you're on a budget and if you care about the environment, go for a refurbished iPhone. You're using someone's old iPhone, but you're not going to feel like it's an old iPhone. You're going to feel like it's a brand new iPhone. Battery health is going to be at 100%. Camera is going to be just fine. The screen's going to be fine. You might just get a couple of scratches or dents on the body of the phone, but then that's pretty much about it. You're anyway going to put a skin on it, right? Or a case on it. You're not really going to use an iPhone without a case. I mean, I know I don't. And if you do use your iPhone without a case, I mean, are you a sociopath or something? Guys, please put a case on your iPhone, right? Don't use it without a case. If you drop it, it's going to break. Sure, Apple promises it's a very strong iPhone. It's not going to break the ceramic shield and blah, blah and whatnot. But please put a case on it. It hurts to see a broken iPhone. Okay, so all that is done. You've got a new iPhone, whether you bought an older one or the brand new one, whatever. You've heard me rant about it. You've gotten yourself a new iPhone. You still have your old iPhone with you, right? What do you do with that one? Okay, so I'm going to do a quick recap for you. A 1-minute summary of the entire thing. New iPhones don't always offer you the best of value. You should wait for a couple of months and get the best possibilities. Don't buy a new iPhone. I've been going on and on and on about this. Do not buy a new iPhone in September. If you want to save money, don't wait for a couple of months. Look out for these amazing sales to get great discounts. And please wait for price drops, because price drops, like I said, I saved 27 grand when I bought my iPhone XR. Wait for the price drops, guys. Price drops are amazing. You can get some incredible deals. You can get a brand new iPhone and you don't have to sell your kidney for it. I mean, why does anyone ever sell a kidney to get a new iPhone? Has anyone ever met somebody who sold a kidney to get a new iPhone? If you have, then please let me know about it. But anyway, yeah. So look out for these sales, and you can still get an older iPhone. They're great because you get good hardware, you get all the software, and you don't shell out so much money. Okay, so yeah, about software. Older iPhones also make sense because you get the same software that you get on a brand new iPhone. Case in point, iOS 15 runs on iPhone SE first generation and the iPhone 6S smartphones, these iPhones that launched 6 years ago. iOS 15 also runs on the iPhone 12 series, which launched in 2020. So you're not missing out even if you buy. I'm not saying go for the iPhone SE first generation or the iPhone 6s or the iPhone 7. You can still go for the iPhone 11 series. Get a phone that fits your budget, that doesn't break the bank, and get a great phone. All iPhones offer amazing experiences, but some iPhones have better value than the rest. Personal opinion, some of the older iPhones, a year or two older iPhones, don't really hurt because you're getting great performance and you're saving money. And yeah, so you've heard me give you all of this gyan. You've heard me tell you about everything. You've heard me tell you about the best time to buy an iPhone. But now, what if the best time is now? You've bought a new iPhone, but you still have your old iPhone with you. So what exactly do you do with the one you still have left with you? I'll tell you. You repurpose your older iPhones. Do not throw your old iPhones away, guys. What happens if you throw away your old iPhone? We're all environment friendly. We care about the environment. If you throw away your old iPhone, it's gonna add up to the e-waste problem of the world. So don't throw away your iPhone. Give it a new life. Repurpose your older iPhones. If you want, I'll tell you 10 ways to repurpose your older iPhones. There's an entire article we have on www.igeeksblog.com. Again, that's igeeksblog.com. Head on over to our website. You can read an entire article where we talk about 10 amazing ways to repurpose your older iPhones. And that's, you can give it a new life, you can give it to your kids, you can use it in your car. There's a lot of ways. So head on over to the website, check out the amazing blog that we've done, and you can give your old iPhones a new life and stop contributing to the e-waste problem that we have on our planet. Alright, that's been it, guys. If you're still here with me, thank you so much for tuning in and staying with me till the end. We are still new to the audio-only industry, so you can show some love to us. Leave your reviews on Apple Podcasts, and you can also listen to us across any and all streaming platforms of your choice. Don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels and reach out to us if you have any doubts or questions about Apple. Remember, we're available across every social media platform as iGeeks Blog. Reach out to us if you have any queries, questions, anything about Apple. We'll be happy to answer all of them. This is Lakshya signing off. See you all next week, guys. Till then, don't forget to wear a mask, take all precautions, and get vaccinated. Stay safe, stay connected.